Okie doke. I was going to record some bells up at, well, it might have been St Lawrence Church in just up the road. In Northfield. It's actually one of the oldest churches in the country. I don't even know how old it is, but it's very, very old. 700-800 years old. So not as in old as that, not as old as say a cathedral or whatever. But St Lawrence Church, look it up. It's in sort of what was or still is called Northfield Village. Northfield's not the nicest of places now, but it still has this sort of village bit that's still very, very busy. But it does still profess, and quite rightly so, to be a village. It has a very old pub and a pound. It still has a pound where they used to put lost animals back in the day, Shakespearean times apparently. I don't know if Shakespeare ever lost any of his animals there, but that's the claim in terms of local history. Certainly that it was around that time. Now hear bell. That's what I was waiting for. But they were doing a really good, the whole Peel thing. I know nothing. There are so many people I know, such as Andrew Hodson, hello sir, that know more about bell ringing, and Fiona Dunn, at Fidun. Can't remember Andrew's Twitter name, sorry mate, at Hodgson. Don't know. Well, follow Fidun and then you'll find Andrew Hodgson, but he knows lots, Hodgson, he knows lots about bells, and I'll be lucky to be squeezing a ring out of them. But then again, it is about 25 past 8 in the evening, and we're somewhat obscured by birds, and which isn't a bad thing anyway. So the pound at Northfield, the church, St Peter's, you can look it up. And I believe that there's a church in Bourneville, which is minutes from where I am, where they make the chocolate, of course, that's actually a Yugoslavian church, or Croatian, I think it's Croatian church, and they built it from stone, originating from the country, and it's an Orthodox church. Maybe we should investigate all this. I'll Google this, but anyway, what we'll do is we'll have a listen now, just to garden noise generally, because lots of people do this, and I think it's a good thing, because we get to hear noises from different parts of the country, and this is Birmingham's offering, well, one small part of Birmingham's offering. There you go. Hope you enjoyed.